Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from January 13th until the 20th. And wow, what a big week we have underway. There's going to be a lot of revelations, surprises, shocks, changes. A lot is happening. It's moving fast. It's coming up to be revealed. And we're going to be in for perhaps even a roller coaster of experiences at times. Now, this is because astrologically, we have Uranus in Taurus stationing direct on January 14th. This energy is all about things happening very quickly, the shocking energies, the unexpected developments. And we also still have some strong Pluto energy in effect. That started last week when we had Mercury conjunct Pluto on January 6th. Then we had the new moon where the sun and the moon were at 23 degrees of Capricorn. And now we're going to have the sun conjunct Pluto at 24 degrees of Capricorn. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about these intense Pluto energies that have been moving through. But it's important to note that one of the strongest energies is this Uranian unexpected bursts of energy. This is where things are going to be opening up, but also perhaps be unbelievable. And that's because of how Uranus is the planet of shock. So over the course of this next week, there's so much energy moving through that it could be hard to feel grounded. You could have a lot of stimuli, information, things happening all around you, things happening quickly. It could even feel like it's too much, too fast, too soon. I could have that sense of, what do I do with everything as it's unfolding or as it's opening up? So know that it's a very dynamic period of time. And when we have these big energies, we really have to take care of ourselves in the most basic way. So it is about making sure we get enough water, enough sleep, enough food, enough rest, where there's a place to relax the mind and get away from it all. Because otherwise, it could be that you're swept up and swept away into the craziness of it all. So with all of these developments happening, we are seeing the world change and we're seeing things happen that we're ready for. It's right on time, so to speak. There's things that needed to happen and are ready to happen, and even the sense that, okay, forces are lining up here to show us what we need to see. So we're going to see a lot of energies because there's a lot of transits here over this next week, and we're going to be seeing a theme around the Taurus energies and the Aquarius energies. These are really the two dominant energies at this time, and they are in a strong conversation. We have Mars in Taurus squaring Saturn in Aquarius at 3 degrees on January 13th. Then we're also going to see Venus in Capricorn trining Uranus in Taurus at 6 degrees. And that's just as this Uranus in Taurus stations direct. So the energies are all about what needs to go, what needs to be eliminated, where is there a need for liberation? And the energies that I see them is all about how we're growing spiritually, energetically, emotionally, and intuitively. So at a personal level, what parts of you are you shaking off? It's just you're done with it. There's no connection. There's no need for certain things anymore. You've just maybe even grown restless with something in your life. There's a sense of, I just don't even have the mental capacity to look at this. I'm not interested in this anymore. I've changed. I'm new. I've moved through some things, whether it's been a very deep healing journey or it's been something that you're really mastering in this lifetime. These are big energies. They are significant. And it means that you are also right on time with what you've become aware of, with what you've changed in yourself and what you're ready to shake off and release. Because now there's going to be new energies that come forward that support the next steps and the next path. But over the course of this week, you could also feel very impatient. You could feel, again, restless. You could feel even annoyed or agitated. If energies that no longer vibrate with you keep showing up or keep knocking on your door. So this is where that impatience can come in, or that sense of, really, I'm looking at this again. I have to talk about this again. I have to deal with this again. It's the sense of how can you stay in a place of power and control even when there is chaos, even when there are big changes happening. And that's going to be one of the ways that we can grow through these energies, is to feel grounded, feel stable, focus on what you can control and what you do need, your immediate needs, but to be aware of how you have moved through something that's perhaps been very big, very challenging, and very intense at times, and that you're being asked to move the energy forward. And this looks different for all of us. How we move forward can show up in so many different ways. It can be the mental understanding. There can be an emotional process with it. It can be physical. It can be a sense of I'm physically needing to move the energy through exercise, being active, getting outside. All of these things could be showing up this week in order to not feel that the energy is shaking you too much. So you'll want to employ some well-intentioned practices and some key ways to stay active, to stay moving, but from a place of power. Making sure, for example, that your solar plexus feels strong, that you're feeling grounded, that you're feeling more clear in who you are at this time, even amongst all these big energy changes. We've had strong Pluto energy in January, especially as Mercury was conjunct Pluto on January 6th, and then the new moon in Capricorn was conjunct Pluto, and then the sun is exactly conjunct Pluto. And so this has been an interesting, intense time. We've been revisiting what has changed in our lives over the last 12 months. We are revisiting perhaps situations, circumstances, feelings, maybe something in your own experience is coming back around. It could even feel like something that you thought was complete is coming back up. It's like it's rearing its head again, and you could wonder, am I really done with this? Did I really move through it? Why is it coming back around? Why is this showing up again? And whenever we have strong Pluto energy, we have the opportunity to keep purging, to keep releasing, and of course, to keep transforming. So the strong Pluto energy often evokes in us a strong emotion, a strong response. It could be even a strong fear or an intense reaction. If you have been moving through waves of deep feelings, if there's things that have been coming up or coming back around that were really strong for you in 2020, it could be that this Pluto energy is actually assisting you in purging and releasing more of what you're ready to let go of. And it shows up for us in so many ways that if it's like you don't even know why you're feeling a certain way or why you're maybe obsessing about something or why something is coming up and it seems really powerful or it's really triggering you, these are all Plutonic themes and they're helping you be very true to yourself, be very authentic in what you're feeling, in what you're experiencing, and to allow the energy to move through you, to let it ride through and go into a higher understanding or a higher form where you can see more of how you've been evolving in the past 12 months. The theme of this Pluto energy is that it is bringing up the big changes of the past year. And you could really see how much you've grown and how much you've changed in that amount of time. And it's important to note that if something is coming back around, like you're looking at it again, or it's showing up again, or it's revisiting you, and again, it doesn't feel good, it kind of like grabs you and pulls you under. It's important to note that even when something comes back around and it appears to be very similar to what you've already moved through, you have to give yourself credit for how you've changed, how you've grown, how you're different now. So even if the situation comes back around and it appears to be the same, be aware of how you're not the same. You're not the same person that you were 12 months ago. You're not at that same level of energy or that same level of consciousness. Chances are you've grown, you've evolved, you're at a higher place. And to know that that is the change, that is the very deep change that's happened within you, that also gives you new tools for working with something if it's coming back around. So what would you need to do differently that supports your energy now? Where, yes, you can think about what is triggering you, what feels intense, what's been overwhelming, what's been hard, but also to be this higher, more evolved aspect of yourself where you can give yourself a different narrative, a more empowering perspective around what you've learned. And you could think of it as the energy, situation, or circumstances that might be revisiting you are on one rung of a ladder, and you're actually up two or three rungs higher on that ladder. So you're not eye to eye with it anymore. You're at a higher vantage point. You can see it from this higher vantage point. And what do you need to tell yourself to support how you've grown, what you've learned, what has shifted, and to remain in that place of also acknowledging yourself, looking at how far you've come, understanding what you've moved through in ways that only you know. And that is something that's very personal about not only our journeys, but even about a soul growth path, is that there's things that only you know. It's deeply personal. It's deeply emotional. It's perhaps things or parts of the story that you haven't shared with others. And this is where it's important to stand strong in what you've learned and what you've moved through, because only you truly know the full experience. And this is why it's really important that we self-validate and we self-acknowledge, that we understand, okay, this is what I have learned. This is what I have mastered. I'm really proud of myself. It's been very hard and very challenging. And it's really understanding how much of you has grown in a very short amount of time overall, because this Pluto intense energy hasn't allowed us to stay comfortable. It hasn't allowed us to like nestle in and be okay with a comfort zone. It's required all of us to move into new experiences of our lives. And we have to recognize ourselves for doing so. It's not easy. It's certainly not easy. And we could even wonder, why did I sign up for this? And when did I sign up for this? But you're made to keep evolving. And that's the beauty of it as well. So strong Pluto energies have been working with us. Be gentle with yourself and know that it is going to shift as these planets move out of Capricorn. We are going to see the Sun enter Aquarius coming up on January 19th. And when the Sun enters Aquarius, we are going to be gathering more energy in the Aquarius areas of our natal chart. So we will have the Sun in Aquarius, Jupiter in Aquarius, Saturn in Aquarius. We're also now experiencing Mercury in Aquarius, where there will be a Mercury retrograde. And then we're also going to have Venus in Aquarius starting February 1st. So the energy of Aquarius is really speaking to us right now and asking us to look at where we're going, to stay open to these new pathways and these new visions, to stay open to inspiration as it comes in and you feel it, you sense it, you get some new visions. I feel this as stronger openings in the third eye chakra, that you could really feel like there's some new things coming in that are weird at first, that just seem absurd, and how is that possible? But the Aquarius energy helps us connect to other timelines, to future potentials, future options that start off as these ideas or these intuitive hits. And it's very exciting because the energy tends to be very buzzy, electrical, spicy. You know, it's like getting us in that place of, what did I not see before that I could actually create, develop, and build at this time? And I feel like this Aquarius energy is actually our future selves bringing in messages of hope, messages of options, messages of possibilities. And the more that you work with this for yourself, where you're open to these messages, you're open to what can come through for you, this is where the energy will move even faster. It's essentially like you're an open door and the energy can just come in without having to knock, without having to wait, and it will move through you and give you something to focus on of a higher vibration. It feels like a lifting and a rising energy. It's lifting above and rising up into some new ways of seeing your whole life, of seeing what's possible, and of staying open to taking steps and making progress, even when you can't see the full pathway just yet. So the Uranus energy is strong, the Aquarius energy is strong, the Pluto energy is strong, and that means that there is a lot happening within us. Now Uranus stations direct at 6 degrees and 43 minutes of Taurus on January 14th. When Uranus stations direct, all planets are direct until Mercury retrograde at the end of January. So with all planets direct, it is full steam ahead. Now, what's important about this Uranus stationing direct is that we've already been feeling the energy. When an outer planet is slowing down and is perceived to change directions, we tend to feel that vibration more intensely. And this is the third and final time that Uranus is at this degree point. So in your natal chart, at 6 degrees of Taurus, Uranus has been here back in July, August, and September of 2019. So about the middle of 2019, and then again in April of 2020. So that means there's been a process. There's been movement happening in this part of your chart that's breaking you free from limitations or restrictions, anything you've been resisting, anything you've been struggling with. Uranus is opening you up, although it can be very chaotic, unexpected, uncomfortable. This Uranus energy wants us to expand and to think about new energies that we didn't realize were there. So the way that I feel this is that Uranus has been shaking up an area of your life that's been undergoing significant life changes since the middle of 2019. This is the third and final time that Uranus is at this place in your chart in this lifetime. And how have you felt liberated? What has been awakened within you? Where have you experienced big life changes that ultimately have set you free from perhaps a part of yourself that was afraid of change? Uranus in Taurus is reprogramming and rewiring our ability to love and accept ourselves. It's working with lifetimes of energies around self-worth and understanding how loved you are simply for being in your human self, simply for showing up at this time on the planet. Uranus is bringing in this, it's like electrical waves of higher understanding that you can have more than perhaps you allowed yourself to believe. You can receive more and you can feel your own soul's vibration of unconditional love for yourself, if that's your intention, if that's something that you want to open up to, because we're really allowing ourselves to bloom. And I guess that's another way to look at this Uranus and Taurus energy. What parts of your life have been blooming, opening, changing drastically, but again, setting you free from where you were unnecessarily holding yourself back? I feel like this is such a gift. And when we're working with it consciously, we're really able to see the patterns that have traveled with us for lifetimes, and that it's in fact quite exciting that we're able to reprogram them and recalibrate them so we're no longer stuck or stagnant in those same limited energies. Now, on January 17th, we're going to see Jupiter in Aquarius square Uranus in Taurus at that 6-7 degree mark. And the Jupiter in Aquarius square is one of a lot of energy. It has a lot going on because of how Jupiter exaggerates, especially through a square. Jupiter brings in more, perhaps more than you know what to do with, more than you know how to manage. It could be like there's just so much happening. There's so much unfolding. There's a lot changing in the world and on the planet. This is Jupiter in Aquarius opening up some directions for the energy to go forward. And I'm seeing it as like you open a door and there are like 8 pathways or multiple pathways that are possible. And it's looking at where your energy is naturally drawn to create, to manifest, to follow something. And partly what I'm feeling here is that there's the possibility of choosing multiple pathways and that they can all converge into one pathway. Okay, so this is how I'm seeing it. It's a bit like electrical wiring in a house, of which I know nothing about, where there's multiple wires that are needed for different appliances, different rooms, different lighting fixtures, different parts of a house that all are needed for various purposes. And so you have these different electrical wires that are all working together to sustain the bigger energy structure. And I guess that's what I'm feeling with this Jupiter in Aquarius squaring Uranus and Taurus, is that you're going to see more of the energetic wiring that supports your life, that supports what you need, that shows you more of what's happening, of what's possible, and that you can work with all of it, even if it feels overwhelming or big. This can also show up as a lot of energy waves, a lot of feelings, a lot of openings. It's a very big energy. And I know that just goes along with everything I've been saying in this show. There's a lot of very dynamic energy over this next week, and it could be overwhelming at times. So it's important to look at how to take care of yourself, what daily practices are important to ground in your body, to feel your breath, to quiet the mind. And I'm also going to give you some more of those tools I've talked about in other episodes. I'm going to review them here. Other energy tools that you can use to move the energy through your body. So Jupiter squares Uranus. Then we're going to see the Sun enter Aquarius on January 19th, where we have more of that Aquarius energy coming in. And then we're going to have a very big day, January 20th, with Mars conjunct Uranus in Taurus at that 6-7 degree mark. And this is very dynamic energy. I mean, this is where there can be shock, explosions, breakthroughs, unexpected announcements. This Mars energy is a trigger. So whenever Mars makes a conjunction to an outer planet, it activates it. It essentially pours a lot of fuel on the fire and it gets things going, gets things moving, perhaps too much, too quickly. It can be that sense of what just happened here. I'm not understanding everything. There is a sense of aggression. There is the potential for physical movement. This is also a strong masculine energy of force or power, of things shifting, things changing. There's just so much happening that I feel like one of the best ways to navigate the next week is to go higher into these visionary Aquarius energies where you are above the crowds, above the clouds, and you're able to look at the terrain from a higher perspective. And I'm feeling this as the higher perspective at a soul level. That sometimes when there's so much going on in the physical world and in our human lives, it helps us to balance by going up into a higher soul perspective. And what they're showing me is that you can tune into this perhaps more clearly through that third eye chakra, that there is energy coming in that supports the growth of the third eye chakra, and that it does relate to both the pituitary glands and the pineal glands evolving, what is being shifted within us, and how these changes are giving us new tools, new energy tools, new spiritual tools, new ways of tapping into our innate intuition. So part of the strong Aquarius energies that are coming in as we move through the end of January into February are that we're going to have the ability to open up intuitively and to essentially evolve forward with our human capabilities. Okay, so they're saying that that's part of this electrical wiring that's being reworked, is that we're seeing new ways of working with energy, of working with ourselves, of trusting ourselves, of seeing what our spiritual gifts and our intuitive abilities bring into us. They're saying that this is part of the evolution of humanity, that part of what we're doing at an individual level as we evolve our personal energies is that we're going to be able to understand things and to be aware of our energy fields from a higher perspective. That even feels a little vague to me because it is different for every person, and it does depend on what you have developed and grown so far through your own soul's journey. Because some people come in with elevated abilities. You come in very aware of certain aspects of yourself and your own gifts, whereas others are at a very different place. So it is very personal in that way. But they're saying that part of this focus on Aquarius energy is that we're going to have the capabilities to tap into information from a much bigger perspective, and that you could start seeing new energies on the planet. And it's almost like seeing new colors in the rainbow or new images, new visions, that there's literally stuff coming in and coming through that we haven't seen before. But now we're seeing it with a new awareness around the bigger picture. And that's also going to be why we see a lot of changes in the physical world, as these energies are needing to shift as well, where the truth can come out, information can come out, new stories, new narratives, revelations, unexpected ways of understanding reality. All of that's really big over this next week. And it's important to know that it's part of this much needed shift on the planet. So yes, it is happening in our physical world, but it's also more cosmic. It's a much bigger energy stream that's coming through. And that's also why it's exciting, because we're able to see and work with these energies from a new vantage point, even as we go through some big changes. Again, there's that sense of things feeling unpredictable, not knowing what's happening, so much information going on, so much being passed around, and what to believe, what not to believe. But this is a time of change that is right on time. And the more that we can trust that, the more that we can go into that knowingness of it's right on time, this is what needs to happen, I'm trusting what comes through and what shows up, it can help calm the nervous system. Now, that's another big thing to be aware of over, especially this next week, but even into February, is that the nervous system can feel electrified. It can feel like it's really pulsing, you're feeling a lot of energy, there can be the fight or flight that comes up. There can be the sense of anxiety or trying to figure it all out. And what is important here, again, is the movement of the energy, to take care of the nervous system, to soothe it, calm it, relax yourself, and make sure that you're balancing all of the mental energy with a grounding practice. So some things that can help with moving these energies, anything that works with the physical body, anything that works with physically moving energy, such as acupuncture, acupressure, Reiki, all of these help with making sure that energy moves through the body. I've mentioned before EFT tapping, which works with different energy meridians in the body. And the person that I think is fantastic, his name is Brad Yates. He is on YouTube. He has various EFT tapping videos that include different emotions, different feelings, different life situations. You might find something that really speaks to you. You could also do a gentle practice called Jin Shin Jitsu, which works with different energy points on the body. And one of the most basic things you can do is the hand holds or the finger holds, where you hold one finger at a time You just gently hold it with your other hand, and every finger is associated with a certain belief or a certain feeling. And as you hold that finger, the energy will move through, and you can hold the finger for as long as you like. Then move on to the next finger. You can do both hands or one hand. It's very easy to do when you're sitting on the couch, when you're just relaxing. It's something to do while you're falling asleep. This is a gentle way to move energy and to feel the shift. So there's numerous ways we can take care of ourselves that allow us to be very aware of what we're feeling, but to allow that to move through us, to not be spinning in the mental energy or in the anxiety, to calm ourselves and to go in that place again of trust. This is right on time. These big energies are right on time. They are happening for our benefit. They are happening for humanity's evolution. They are supporting us in moving into a new chapter, a next step. All of this is important to tell ourselves because these aren't the messages that our minds normally create, right? Our minds can create stories and go into fears. Our minds can create all these other understandings that perhaps aren't as soothing. So when we have big energies, when we're undergoing big transformations and there's a lot of chaos happening, do what you can to take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically, as well as psychologically, intuitively, and spiritually. And know that we are made to move through these energy cycles. We're made to do this. We have the strength, we have the tools, and we also have the connection to a higher perspective. And the more that we practice this, the better we are in navigating these very powerful periods. Now, one more thing that I wanted to share with you before the ending of this podcast episode is that I still haven't released that part two of Saturn squaring Uranus. It's channeled information. It's very much about Atlantis and some bigger energies on the planet. It's still not time, and I just trust that. However, one thing that I remember that came through that I wanted to share with you is that they gave me the message that there are many souls right now on the planet who were the souls of numerous founding fathers who were leaders on the planet, leaders in the United States as it was developing into its own country. And they were showing me how there are souls present on the planet now who are assisting in this revolutionary time. And they showed me 16 pillars, which I took as 16 light beings or 16 souls. And they showed me various energies. Like they showed me George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, who I know wasn't a founding father, but was important in the history of the United States. They showed me Frederick Douglass, Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman. They showed me various souls who were also leaders of Native American tribes, and that all of these souls are on the planet at this time, holding down different spaces, different energies, and that there's a lot of diversity in their experiences now, that they're very diverse in their physical appearance, in their nationalities, in their cultures. And they were showing me that the intention of these souls is to hold a certain strength and groundedness during these revolutionary times. And that another thing that these souls have been promoting, if you will, is that it's also why there has been the strong energy around the Broadway play Hamilton. That part of what is coming alive is that the desire is to remind everyone, no matter where you are on the planet, of the ability to keep creating and to be strong in your own values, your own principles, your own understanding of what's true for the planet. But they showed me this energy coming through as being more evolved and being very, again, grounded is probably the best word. So with all the changes happening, with everything moving and shifting and changing, what they're saying is that there are literally thousands of beings who are here supporting this process, but that specifically there are souls who have lived through revolutionary time periods and who are here to assist in this revolutionary time period, but they're not meant to be on the front stage, so to speak. It's interesting. They're not meant to be the ones that we see. They're more in the background. They're more on the sidelines, but they're energetically supporting the changes that need to unfold. And they have the experience in their soul's history of what that involves. So I thought that was a beautiful message, and I just wanted to share it now because I think it's very timely for what is happening and all the big changes that are unwinding, if you will, or being revealed across the planet at this time. And yet another reminder that there is support for these changes. There's support for what is happening, and to trust it, to trust that, again, things are right on time, that there's things that need to be revealed, that need to come out. There's actions that need to be taken. And the more that we can be in that knowingness, the easier we will be able to navigate and move through not only this next week, but the bigger changes that are happening throughout 2021. So I will keep checking in with the energies to see when I can release that part two. And I am just trusting that. In the meantime, thank you for your patience and know that it will come out when it's time. So as always, I am grateful for your time, energy, and presence as you listen to this podcast. I hope it's been helpful. I hope it's grounded you and given you some good things to remember and to work with as we ride these big waves of energy. And also, I hope that it reminds you of your ability to care for yourself and stay mindful of your power as these big changes unfold. As always, you can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online, and I hope that you are able to make the most of these revolutionary times and tap into even more of what's possible for you in your life now and going forward. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back every Monday and Wednesday for another podcast episode. In the meantime, you can find out more astrology and spiritual teaching videos over on my YouTube channel, where I have various playlists for you on multiple topics that I hope give you some good understandings and support your journey right now. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon.